Deductive Logic by St. George William Joseph Stock, M.A. Part 3 of Inferences. Chapter 14 of the Determination of the Moods that are Valid in the Four Figures. 621. By applying the special rules just given, we shall be able to determine how many of the 11 legitimate moods are valid in the four figures. 622. These 11 legitimate moods were found to be AAA, AAI, AEE, AEO, AII, AOO, EAE, EAO, EIO, IAI, OAO. Figure 1, 623. The rule that the major premise must be universal excludes the last two moods, IAI, OAO. The rule that the minor premise must be affirmative excludes three more, namely AEE, AEO, AOO. Thus, we are left with six moods which are valid in the first figure, namely AAA, EAE, AII, EIO, AAI, EAO. Figure 2, 624. The rule that one premise must be negative excludes four moods, namely AAA, AAI, AII, IAI. The rule that the major must be universal excludes OAO. Thus, we are left with six moods which are valid in the second figure, namely EAE, AEE, EIO, AOO, EAO, AEO. Figure 3, 625. The rule that the conclusion must be particular confines us to eight moods, two of which, namely AEE and AOO, are excluded by the rule that the minor premise must be affirmative. Thus, we are left with six moods which are valid in the third figure, namely AAI, IAI, AII, EAO, OAO, EIO. Figure 4, 626. The first of the 11 moods, AAA, is excluded by the rule that the conclusion cannot be a universal affirmative. Two more moods, namely AOO and OAO, are excluded by the rule that neither of the premises can be a particular negative. All violates the rule that when the major premise is affirmative, the minor must be universal. EAE violates the rule that when the minor premise is affirmative, the conclusion must be particular. Thus, we are left with six moods which are valid in the fourth figure, namely AAI, AEE, IAI, EAO, EIO, AEO. 627. Thus, the 256 possible forms of syllogism have been reduced to 24 legitimate combinations of mood and figure, six moods being valid in each of the four figures. Figure 1, AAA, EAE, AII, EIO, AAI, EAO. Figure 2, EAE, AEE, EIO, AOO, EAO, AEO. Figure 3, AAI, IAI, AII, EAO, OAO, EIO. Figure 4, AAI, AEE, IAI, EAO, EIO, AEO. 628. The five moods enclosed in brackets, though valid, are useless, for the conclusion drawn is less than is warranted by the premises. These are called subaltern moods because their conclusions must be inferred by subalternation from the universal conclusions which can justly be drawn from the same premises. Thus, AAI is subaltern to AAA, EAO to EAE, and so on with the rest. 629. The remaining 19 combinations of mood and figure, which are loosely called moods, though in strictness they should be called figured moods, are generally spoken of under the names supplied by the following mnemonics. Barbara, Celerant, Darii, Ferioque, Prioris, Caesare, Chemestris, Festino, Barocco, Secunde, Tertia, Derapti, Disamis, Datisi, Phalapton, Bocardo Fatison Habit, Quota in Super Adit, Brahmantip Kamenis Dimaris Visapo Frisison, Cinque Subalterni Totidem Generalibus Orti, Nomen Habent Nolum, Nisi Bene Collegius Usum. 6:30. The vowels in these lines indicate the letters of the mood. All the special rules of the four figures can be gathered from an inspection of them. The following points should be specially noted. The first figure proves any kind of conclusion and is the only one which can prove A. The second figure proves only negatives. The third figure proves only particulars. The fourth figure proves any conclusion except A. 6:31. The first figure is called the perfect, and the rest the imperfect figures. The claim of the first to be regarded as the perfect figure may be rested on these grounds. 1. It alone conforms directly to the dictum de omni et nullo. 2. It suffices to prove every kind of conclusion and is the only figure in which a universal affirmative proposition can be established. 3. It is only in a mood of this figure that the major, middle, and minor terms are to be found standing in their relative order of extension. 6:32. The reason why a universal affirmative, which is, of course, infinitely the most important form of proposition, can only be proved in the first figure, may be seen as follows. Proof that A can only be established in figure 1. An A conclusion necessitates both premises being A propositions by rule 7, but the minor term is distributed in the conclusion as being the subject of an A proposition, and must, therefore, be distributed in the minor premise, in order to which it must be the subject. Therefore, the middle term must be the predicate and is consequently undistributed. In order, therefore, that the middle term may be distributed, it must be subject in the major premise, since that also is an A proposition. But when the middle term is subject in the major and predicate in the minor premise, we have what is called the first figure. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.